This is Ozarks at Large. A community college and a regional hospital, both in Harrison, have established a new community paramedicine program, one of four so far in Arkansas. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, community paramedics visit at-risk patients at home.
Jason Mosier is chief of community paramedicine at North Arkansas Regional Medical Center EMS in Harrison, which serves Boone, Newton, and Searcy counties.
It's basically we take paramedics who have been working in the field for a long time, and we cross-train them. We give them extra training, and then we actually send them out on home-style visits, almost like home health.
Medics tend to high-risk patients about to enter a hospital or who are recovering from a hospital visit, acute illness, or dealing with a chronic disease. Mosier says the program is a safety net for those who don't qualify for home health care.
By doing that, you know, we decrease their need for hospitalizations. It improves their health. The physicians are happier because their patients are more healthy.
Community paramedicine is new in Arkansas. The first program was launched at Baxter Regional Medical Center several years ago. Community paramedics also operate in Pulaski and Benton counties. Mosier, who served as a paramedic for 24 years, was hired to lead this far-reaching community paramedicine program 3 years ago, says Jessica Kibling, North Arkansas Regional Medical Center spokesperson.
So while we're based here in Harrison, we also have a network of clinics out in the rural communities. So we have a clinic up in Lead Hill, and we have one in Jasper and Berryville and Marshall, so we can kind of better serve those people where they live.
Kibling says a community paramedicine program both costs and saves the regional medical center money,
which is huge, because if someone has a chronic illness, they're visiting the doctor a lot, they're going to the ER a lot, they're having to call an ambulance and get help, and every time they go through that process, obviously we know medical costs are involved, but it's also a toll on their bodies. It's a lot harder for someone to recover if they have to go and stay in the hospital if they have an emergency. So if we're able to get involved before then and help them manage their illnesses.
We are funded through our hospital. It's part of our outreach program. We do not bill any patients. There's no billing to our patients for the service we provide.
Jason Mosier says community paramedics provide chronic disease management as well as medicine reconciliation, helping patients understand why and how often they need to take their medications. They also make sure patients are getting proper nutrition and help with food assistance if need be.
And on top of that, then we also provide that medical side. We do medical evaluation. Every patient, every time we go to a patient's house, they get a full assessment. We listen to their lungs. We take their blood pressure. We listen to their heart. You know, we check. We do a full assessment on them to see where they're at physically. And then we kind of also can provide into some of the mental health services. Like if they, you know, we don't provide the mental health service, but if they are needing that, then we go find a resource to do that, or we work with their physician to get that as well.
Patients are referred to the community paramedicine program by their physician, social worker, area agency on aging, even by EMS staff.
Our own ambulance staff go to people's homes on a regular basis. So if they see something out of the ordinary, we have taught them what to be looking for. Even in an emergency setting, they know what to look for. And so we may get a referral from even our own crew members.
North Arkansas Regional Medical Center community paramedics see up to 60 patients per week managing pediatric to elder care cases. Medics show up in uniform, driving fully equipped EMS minivans. One of the program's first referrals, 87-year-old Julie Yonis, says she is much improved now, but at first resisted having strangers in the house.
I didn't really want someone to come and call on me every week, but Jason started coming, and he came every week, and after a while, I fell in love with him. He brought much encouragement to me. And I haven't been in the hospital since the program started.
Yonis says she was hospitalized 3 times prior to enrolling in the program. Outside the Harrison EMS building, community paramedic Gina Ray, a 21-year veteran of paramedicine, is returning from a home visit.
I just got back taking care of patients. We go out to their homes, take care of them and help them in a way that nobody else can. We try to fill the gaps.
Paramedics are trained to manage any medical emergency under any condition, but North Arkansas College in Harrison also trains community paramedics with funding from workforce development grants. The classroom is quiet today on summer break, says Casey Jones, a 30-year paramedic veteran. He's emeritus director of the college's emergency medical services within the medical health professions division.
They're about 240, 250 hours that they have to go through with clinical training and didactic training and doing that. Then once they finish that, they're able to get their certificate from us and they submit that to the Arkansas Department of Health, who issues them a community paramedic license.
Paramedics who apply to the program must have more than 1,000 hours of field experience, he says, taking an additional 300 hours training in hospitals, hospices, and in homes with other community paramedics.
So they have to be seasoned medics. We don't want just green people out there touching these patients because this is a little higher level. And in some ways, the community paramedic is being accepted in like a family member, like a long-lost cousin. And, you know, they're glad to see them come. Sometimes it's kind of hard to get out of the house after they've made their visits because the person really likes what they say. There's a connection there.
Arkansas's community paramedics program was made possible by the state legislature in 2015 under Act 685, sponsored by Representative Scott Baltz, a Democrat from Pocahontas, and a retired fire chief and former EMT. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
You can see a slideshow about North Arkansas Regional Community Paramedicine Program at ozarksatlarge.com.